This is Akashvani, the news read by Sai Ramujtaba. On the second day of his Gujarat visit, Prime Minister Narendra Modi led the Grand Shaurya Yatra at Prabhaspatan, organized as part of the historic Somnath Swabhiman Parv. The Yatra was a ceremonial procession comprising 108 horses. It was organized to honor the countless warriors who defended the Somnath Temple over centuries. Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi also joined the PM during the Yatra. Thousands of devotees from across the country took part in the procession. The Prime Minister paid tributes to the countless warriors who laid down their lives defending the Somnath Temple. Currently, the Prime Minister is performing puja and offering prayers at Somnath Mahadev. We have a report.
As the Prime Minister Narendra Modi participated in the Grand Shaurya Yatra, part of the Somnath Swabhiman Parv, thousands of people welcomed him with flowers at a Shang Circle with the chants of Har Har Mahadev and Jai Somnath. The Prime Minister greeted the public along the route from Shang Circle to Hamirji Singh Circle, turning this display of bravery into a vibrant symbol of Ek Bharat, Shresth Bharat. On the route, artists from different states presented various cultural performances reflecting the rich heritage of Indian culture. Prime Minister was accompanied by Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel and Deputy Chief Minister Harsh Sanghvi. The Prime Minister also paid tributes at a statue of Veer Hamirji Gohil, the brave prince of Lathi who sacrificed his life at a young age fighting Zafar Khan's army to protect the sacred Shivling. With Rajesh Bijgotar from Somnath, this is Aparna Khunt, Akashvani News, Ahmedabad.
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar concluded his visit to France and Luxembourg, reflecting India's growing engagement with Europe. The Ministry of External Affairs said in a statement that during his visit, Dr. Jaishankar called on French President Emmanuel Macron and held bilateral discussions with his counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. During the meeting, the two sides discussed areas of innovation and technology, startups, health, education and mobility in view of the India-France Year of Innovation. Discussions were also held on growing cooperation in strategic areas of defense, security, space, civil, nuclear and maritime security, economy and global developments. Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has said that the Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, or AAIB, will investigate the aircraft crash landing incident in Odisha. In a statement, aviation regulator said an India 1 Air Cessna Grand C208B aircraft crash-landed near Rourkela yesterday. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman chaired a pre-budget consultation with states and union territories in New Delhi yesterday. In a statement, the Ministry of Finance said that during the meeting, participants gave several suggestions to the Union Finance Minister for consideration in the Union Budget 2026-27. It said that many participants highlighted that the scheme for special assistance to states for capital investment, or SASCI, be continued with higher allocations. Ms. Sitharaman assured all the dignitaries that the suggestions would be duly examined and suitably considered while formulating the budget. Another Hindu youth has died in Bangladesh, intensifying concerns over violence against religious minorities. 19-year-old Joy Mohapatra died on Friday at a hospital in Sylhet after allegedly ingesting poison following a dispute over unpaid mobile phone installments in the Rai Upazila of Sunamganj. Joy's family alleged that he was beaten, humiliated and provoked by shopkeeper Amirul Islam of Burhanpur village over a delayed 500 taka installment for a mobile phone bought on credit. Police said the incident is under investigation and no case has been filed yet. The death is being reported as the 8th killing of a Hindu man in Bangladesh in less than a month and rising attacks on minorities. Union Minister for Communications Jyotiraditya Scindia has announced two new India Post services, Speed Post 24 and Speed Post 48, which will ensure delivery within 24 and 48 hours. This announcement, made through a program at Pichore in Shivapuri district of Madhya Pradesh, is being considered as an important step towards the modernization of postal services. And in cricket, India is all set to start their 2026 season as they face New Zealand in the first match of the three-match ODI series in Vadodara, Gujarat today. The match will start at 1:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.